This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mutinous soldiers claim to have overthrown Niger's democratically elected president, announcing on state television they have put an end to the government over the country's deteriorating security. The announcement Wednesday night comes after a day of uncertainty as members of Niger's presidential guard surrounded the presidential palace, detaining President Mohamed Bazoum. It was unclear where the president was at the time of the announcement or if he had resigned. Threats to Bazoum's leadership would undermine the West's efforts to stabilize Africa's Sahel region, which has been overrun by coups in recent years. Longtime Cambodian leader Hun Sen says he will step down as prime minister in 3 weeks and hand the position to his oldest son. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The announcement comes after the Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in elections this weekend that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as being neither free nor fair. Hun Sen has been Cambodia's autocratic leader for 38 years, but said ahead of the elections he would hand off the position to his son, Hun Manne, sometime during the next five-year term. 45-year-old Hun Manne is currently the country's army chief and won his first seat in parliament during Sunday's election. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Israel's highest court says that it will hear the legal challenges against a divisive new law that weakens its power. Israeli civil society groups and others have filed petitions asking the Supreme Court to strike down the law enacted Monday, the first major piece of legislation in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's broader program to overhaul Israel's judiciary. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com.